السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك. فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. قال الله تعالى في الفرقان الحميد: إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وآله. My noble congregation, Alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah Almighty, last week we made mention of a amazing hadith that encapsulated the essence of the fabric of humanity. Nabi Akram Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Mathalul mu'min mathalun nahla." A believer is like a honeybee. Ta'kulu tayyiba wa tada'u tayyiba. He eats pure and he sits at places that are pure. Now this is an amazing statement. We can discuss this in detail and it may take many, many weeks. But in essence, what it is trying to say, what the Nabi of Allah is educating us about, is that we are people that are well-wishers. We well-wish for others. Ad-deenun nasiha. Ad-deenun nasiha. Deen, our religion, is demanding us to want the best for others. And we made mention the reason behind this, that if you desire good for others, you will work towards it. And when you work towards the betterment of the community, Allah in return will grant you the best. This is the sunnah of Allah Almighty. And that's why Nabi Akram Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a believer is a honeybee, that it flies throughout the entire day collecting something that basically will benefit human beings. So we go and we just spend $10-$15 and we pick up a kilo of honey, but the effort behind it, Allahu Akbar Kabira, is amazing. How many honeybees have been utilized in bringing that 1 kilo of honey to our home? Now if a honeybee that is not going to be rewarded on the other side has such a feeling, such a work it has committed to, what about a believer? But basically humanity has been split into two kinds of people: the noble and the wretched. And there's a saying in Urdu, I will try to translate it once I make mention of it in Urdu. Jo koila hota na koila, wo garam bhi pakro to haath jalata hai, thanda bhi pakro to haath kala karta hai, na thanda acha na garam acha. Coal, if you hold it when it is hot, it will burn your hand. When it is cold, it will dirty your hand. It is not good hot or cold. That is coal. A wretched person is not good wherever he may be. He's always going to see the bad in people. It doesn't matter if he's in a good mood or in a bad mood. He's going to see the bad in people. But as true believers, we are those noble people that when we look at others, we have that inner inborn ability to look through the blemishes and the weaknesses and focus upon the good of that person. Now if we can do that in life, we will not fail on the other side. And if we do not develop this quality, indeed we will fail. Because when a person focuses upon the weakness of a person, then the body will move in trying to inflate those weaknesses. For example, the tongue will be used, the body will be used, the actions, and many a times the mu'amalat will translate the behavior of this person, the attitude of this person, that he only focuses upon the bad. So one of the qualities that we really have to establish as believers is the ability of controlling our negative feelings, the negative emotions. And that's why there's a hadith in Tirmidhi. The Rawi is Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, that a person came, Ja'a Rajulun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one person who came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, Kama a'fu anil khadim. How many times should I forgive my servant? How many times should I forgive my servant? This question in itself indicates the inroads that Nabi Akareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made in relation to the rights of people. Because before the advent of Nabi Akareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, slaves had no rights. They were not even considered to be humans. But Nabi Akareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam elevated them. So this Sahabi, after listening to set of laws pertaining to this downtrodden sector of human race, he says to the Nabi of Allah, Kam a'fu anil khadim, how many times should I forgive? You have spoken about the rights of a servant, but how many, a slave, how many times should I forgive him? فَصَمَتَ عَنْهُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ Nabi Akareem Muhammad sallallahu remained silent. He wanted this person to be more inquisitive. He wanted his eagerness to increase. So he did not respond to it immediately. Just like a person, he's thirsty and he comes and he says, I want a glass of water, I'm thirsty. And you don't give it to him straight away. And then his thirst increases. Now when you give that glass of water, he will enjoy it much more. So Nabi Akareem Muhammad sallallahu remained silent. Or the theologians say that he was waiting for revelation to guide him what to say. So there are two probabilities. فَصَمَتَ عَنْهُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ Nabi Akareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained silent. ثُمَّ قَالَ Then he said once again, كَمَ عَفُوَ عَنِ الْخَادِمِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ How many times will a servant be forgiven? And now Nabi Akareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded and said, كُلَّ يَوْمٍ سَبَعِينَ مَرَّةٍ Every day 70 times. And we have made mention many a times in the past that Sabaeen, 70, is used to express a large number. It is not 70, it is a large number. Meaning that whenever he makes a mistake, forgive him. What is the Nabi of Allah deep down telling us? That control those emotions. We should be in control. We should not be controlled. We should be in control. In control of this body and in control of those feelings that are inside. And we have seen many a times and have experienced personally that when a person allows any sentiment, any feeling, the control, a person regrets that moment in the future. It's simple. If we allow the emotions, and especially those feelings and emotions that are negative, that are destructive, when a person allows them to control him, then he regrets it in the future. And many a times the damage is so profound that he cannot mend that damage. So that's why it is most important that we become that honeybee. And we focus upon what the Nabi of Allah is saying, that deen in reality is the well-wishing. It is desiring the best for everyone, for friend and foe. Friend and foe. And if we can develop that Allahu Akbar quality, Allahu Akbar, Allah will grant us the best. Now I just made mention that we have to try to establish or receive from the divine treasures by dua or by endeavor this quality to look through those weaknesses and stop at the good deeds of that person. It takes time, but one of the best methods to attain this quality is to focus upon yourself. Basically, a person speaks about others and focuses upon their weaknesses when he does not focus upon his own weaknesses. So it is most important that we focus upon our own weaknesses. How many weaknesses do I have? Indeed, I may be attaining some level of perfection in one department, in one faculty of life, but the reality is I am falling very, very much short in another department of life. So the reason why a human being becomes judgmental is that he only focuses upon his good and he doesn't focus upon the bad. But when it comes to other people, he only focuses upon their bad rather than their good. So we have to make a switch. Switch. That when it comes to yourself, focus upon your bad. That I did this, I shouldn't have done that. Now that will make a person humble, and it won't give him any time to focus upon the bad of other people. Because when it comes to our deeds, now Islam says that we should be very, very generous. Sakhawat, generosity. It is one of the greatest khuluqs. But when it comes to our deeds, we should be misers. Let me tell you, we should be bakhil. And I would like you to focus upon what I'm saying. When it comes to giving our goods, our possessions, our wealth, it is most commendable that we be very, very generous. But when it comes to our deeds, we have to be bakhil. We have to be stingy, makki choose. Have to be. There's a hadith in Muslim reported by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, that Nabi Akareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba, Atadruna mal muflis? Atadruna mal muflis? Do you know who is the poor person? Do you know who the poor person is? So the Sahaba said, Al muflis fina, man la dirham lahu wa la mata'. A muflis amongst us is that person that has no coins, no wealth, wala mata', and no possessions. He's a poor person. Fina, amongst us. Nabi Akareem Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded by saying that he did not negate that. Sometimes we misunderstand the hadith. He did not negate that, but he made mention in a subtle manner, this is only a very low grade of poverty. This is a very low grade of poverty. I'm speaking about the most poor, the most destitute. إِنَّ الْمُفْلِسْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي مَنْ يَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِصَلَاةٍ وَصِيَامٍ وَزَكَةٍ. The poorest from my ummah is that person that will come on the day of judgment. Meaning that there is poverty in different theaters. You can be poor in this world in relation to wealth. And you can be poor in relation to deeds. In this dunya. Then there's poverty on that side as well. And the poverty on that side in the immortal world is much greater than the faqr, the maskanat, the poverty of this world. إِنَّ الْمُفْلِسْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي مَنْ يَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The most destitute person is that person that comes on the day of judgment with salah, with siyam, with zakat. So he has established rituals. So he's a very wealthy person spiritually. But he was neglectful to sustain in his deeds. He was oblivious to that. He collected, but he kept the door open. So let's say a person works from 8 to 5 and he has a special talent. And he collects all the wealth and puts it into this box. But he gives the key to so many that are in need of that. And I use the word that are in need of that. And then he leaves in the morning. And people have the key to his house. They have the key to that box. They will come and empty it. So indeed he did a lot. He collected so much. But he left the key with so many. That is stupidity. That is foolishness. So Nabi Akareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَيَأْتِي وَقَدْ شَتَمَ هَذَا وَقَضَفَ هَذَا وَأَكَلَ مَالَ هَذَا وَسَفَكَ دَمَ هَذَا وَضَرَبَ هَذَا. Now this person had salah and he had siyam and he had zakat, but he slandered somebody. He slandered somebody. He abused somebody. He usurped the wealth of another person. Took advantage of the wealth of another person. He caused bloodshed. He beat somebody. He beat somebody. فَيُعْطَى هَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ وَهَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ فَإِنْ فَنِيَتْ حَسَنَاتُهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُقْضَى مَا عَلَيْهِ أُخِذَ مِنْ خَطَايَاهُمْ فَطُرِحَتْ عَلَيْهِ ثُمَّ طُرِحَ فِي النَّارِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Scary, it's very scary this is. Then the Nabi of Allah says that basically there are two people now when it comes to people summoned in the court of Allah Almighty. Aggrieved and oppressed. Oppressed oppressors. Oppressed oppressors. A zalim and madhulum. So the madhulum, the aggrieved, he will say, Ya Allah, the aggressor, he slandered me. The aggressor, he told me off. He abused me. He spoke ill of me in the community. He spoke ill of me in the community. He bad named me. He slapped me. He punched me. And you can punch and you can slap and you can kick with your words as well. And you can kick, punch, slap with your actions as well. And you can kick, punch and slap even in your transactions. Sometimes a person says that it would have been better if he struck me rather than speak about me. جَرَاحَاتُ السَّنَانِ لَهَتِّيَامُ وَلَا يَلْتَامُ مَا جَرَحَ اللِّسَانِ. That the wounds of the tongue are much greater than the physical wounds. So when a person strikes somebody, there is that inborn ability to forget that. But what has been said by the tongue, the articulator, it is so deep rooted that it cannot be uprooted. So now what will happen? Both are summoned in the court of Allah Almighty. So now Allah Almighty will say that this is the day of judgment. أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ. Surah At-Teen, Surah 95, the last verse. What does Allah say? أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ. Isn't Allah the greatest ruler of all the rulers? Isn't Allah the greatest ruler of all the rulers? It is commendable, according to the scholars, after reciting the last verse of Surah At-Teen, to say what the Nabi of Allah used to say. The Nabi of Allah used to respond and say, Bala, yes indeed, Allah is the greatest ruler of all the rulers. Wa ana ala dhalika min ash-shahideen. And I'm a witness to that. So the Nabi of Allah, after the last verse of Surah 3, used to say, Bala, yes, indeed, Allah is the greatest ruler of all rulers. Wa ana ala dhalika min ash-shahideen, and I'm a witness to that. Furthermore, Allah says, Wa huwa asra'ul hasibin. He's very swift, very quick in taking the account of the person, of his entire life. Allahu Akbar. Every night that replaces the day, and every day that replaces the night, and every action that has been committed, and every statement that has been made, and every transaction that has been signed, it is in front of Allah. And Allah is Asra'ul Hasibin. Asra, the quickest in taking that hisab. In a split moment, entire hisab of the entire life of one person will be brought in front of him. Conclusion will be made, and no one can challenge it. لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ حُجَّةٌ بَعْدَ الرُّسُلِ. No one will have a claim against Allah. No one. No one will have a claim. So now, just think about it, all life working upon, because collecting good deeds is not easy. My noble brothers and sisters have come for Salatul Jumu'ah. What a great endeavor. Koi asaan kaam to nahi hai. Lowering your gaze, controlling your speech, controlling your thoughts, trying to do the right thing. It is not easy. Practicing religion, I call it swimming against the flow. It's not swimming with the flow. So we do so much, and we collect all these good deeds, and we feel confident that we're doing the right thing, and we have enough that will allow us to cross the line. But just visualize that moment, that if somebody comes forward and says, Ya Allah, قَدْ شَتَمَ هَذَا وَضَرَبَ هَذَا, this person, he slandered me, he abused me, he beat me. Now it is the day of judgment. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ ثُمَّ مَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ. Allah says, what will make you know what is the day of justice? مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ, the owner of the day of justice, the Malik of the day of justice. And now just think about it. You want to hold on to those deeds. You understand the value of those deeds, and those deeds are being taken away from you. Say, Ya Allah, I need these deeds. These were the deeds that I was hoping to hold on to. These were the deeds that were going to carry me to the next world, to the world of bliss. These are being taken away from me. How foolish was I? Why didn't I control myself? What did I get out of speaking ill of another person? Temporary joy? Inflating my ego that I am better? What did I get out of it? Everything being taken away. Allahu Akbar. It is a horrible moment. It is a horrific moment. Think about it. This statement is profound. We will elaborate upon this statement next week. I will leave you thirsty. I will leave you thirsty. I will leave you inquisitive. So you come next week, and we shed more light upon this statement. Allah Rabbul Izzah give us tawfiq to commit to good deeds, and then to hold on to those good deeds. Inshallah, we'll try to do that. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.